A hearty band of UH faculty and state and county officials has just returned from a learning trip to the U.S. East Coast. They visited cities that are currently wrestling with climate change. Let's take a look at what they shared at this past week's Future Focus Conference, which brought together academic, business, and government leaders to collaborate on climate adaptation in Hawaii. McKenna Kaufman is the director of UH Manoa's Institute for Sustainability and Resilience. She also chairs Honolulu's Climate Change Commission. She got Farsighted Hawaii Foundations to support a learning trip for local officials to cities plagued by water inundation.
Certainly there was comment of, you know, it's really fantastic that you have, you know, state and county folks together talking about this.
This is Hawaii style. If you're worried about flooding in Honolulu, these are the folks you'd want on it. Ross Sasamura, city's chief engineer for facilities, Genevieve Sullivan, state DOT, Barry Usagawa, Board of Water Supply. They and others journeyed to Miami, Miami Beach, Charleston, and Boston to learn best practices. They're already under a lot of water.
So what did we learn that we could adapt or adopt?
Chip Fletcher, climate scientist, vice chair of the Honolulu Climate Change Commission, was on that trip. He described raising roads, raising sidewalks, and installing underground pipes that funnel into large pumps hidden behind hedges. They're doing that at 90 locations in Miami Beach. Price tag? $650 million.
Every place we went, Barry Usagawa, who's from the Board of Water Supply, asked, how are you paying for this, right? And one of the things that came up was a stormwater management fee, which we do not have in Hawaii.
For cities like Honolulu with rail bills or states with unfunded liabilities, Fletcher points to bonds as another funding mechanism. He says the growth of impact investing, which measures returns in terms of community benefits, is a hopeful sign. So what's next? Kaufman says Usagawa laid out some good general steps.
What a lot of cities did was they went into a deeper dive to say, like, okay, let's do a stormwater plan for this area before taking on any specific projects. So I think that's kind of a concrete next step.
The Future Focus Conference this past week also brought business, banking, and other sectors together on climate adaptation. The insurance industry is already driving changes we can see. New sidewalks in Kaka'ako, for example, are built to more stringent national standards, so they're higher than the old sidewalks across the street. In increments probably over the next decade, the Sand Island Sewage Treatment Plant will be raised 16 feet, a height considered insurable.
This is also a matter of public education.
Luckily, that's where the fun begins. Tomorrow's inaugural Land and Sea Festival is designed for, quote, happiness and resiliency. The range of participants is cause for hope. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.